High school science teacher Joni Johnson says there was a greater range of students and projects at this year's symposium.
It's called the Alaska State High School Science Symposium, but it should have been West Valley High School versus Petersburg High School.
Okay.
And no, it's different because West Valley High School, many of those students are actually working in professors' labs at the University of Alaska Fairbanks. And so it's neat to see what they're able to do and what they're producing. I guess another thing I'd really like to make sure I mention is that, you know, University of Alaska Fairbanks and the BioPrep, Alaska BioPrep program, you know, has put a lot of money in and invested in these kids. But the Petersburg Community Foundation awarded us a grant last year for some equipment that without that homogenizer, that piece of equipment, a lot of our projects, we wouldn't have been able to get to the DNA in the first place.
Johnson's students completed research in a variety of subjects.
So my name is Kyle Hagerman. I'm a junior in Petersburg High School, and I performed a project in my genetics class trying to identify different species of endomycorrhizae fungus on the roots of yellow cedar.
What was that like? What was the experience?
It was really fun. You know, we got to tour all of most of UAF. We got to walk around a bunch and saw some old friends up there that kind of showed us around. We went and checked out the museum and things, so it's a pretty cool place. They got a lot of nice buildings up there.
Was it a traditional science fair where you stood up there and defended your work?
We didn't have big posters like you'd see at a science fair. We built keynote and PowerPoint presentations that we presented to group of judges each time.
So. My name is Ellery Freisinger. I'm a sophomore at Petersburg High School, and my project shows on decorator crab and if their decorations are placed because of environmental or behavioral factors.
Tell me more. I have no idea what a decorator crab. Tell me what.
They're the nasty little crabs in the harbor that you see, and they look really gross. They have a ton of stuff attached to them. That's their decorations.
Okay. What are the purposes of decorator crab or the decorations on them?
Their decorations are there for, well, there's a couple different theories why they're there. They're there because they're edible. They're also there for camouflage purposes. So it's basically just defense mechanisms like you see.
What did you find out that surprised you in doing that work?
That they don't pinch you when you hold them.
Okay.
But also that I think that it was behavioral. They put them there because of like behavioral factors.
Students completed research and presented their findings to panels of judges in four categories. Johnson lists the awards for PHS.
So like in the ecology and diversity category, Summer Morton took first place, LA took second, Grace Weller took third, Carl Schweitzer fourth, Masha Stomach took fifth. And then in the microbiology category, there were three students from Petersburg, and Kyle placed third, and Abby Taylor placed fifth. And then there was a biochemistry category that we were in, and Nels Evans placed fifth in that category. So, no, but they did really well, and just the experience itself, it's great. And not a lot of them have ever been up speaking about their work before and having to defend it.
Johnson also says Summer Morton and Ellery Freisinger made it into the finals round, and Morton placed sixth overall, while Freisinger placed eighth. She says the symposium is valuable exposure for her students.
The more hands-on research we can do that leads them outside of Petersburg is invaluable. And, I mean, we live in this amazing science, I mean, I guess I want to call it the living classroom. We walk out the door, and it's an amazing habitat we're in. But to be able to see what their peers are doing and just that exposure, I think, is really valuable.
The students weren't the only ones honored. Johnson herself was named Mentor of the Year for 2014, recognizing her mentorship of 13 high school students and their accomplishments. She was also named Teacher of the Year at the event for 2013. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.